This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today we want to talk about the Dancing Friends of Roseburg. A lot of interest in different kinds of dancing going on with the Buckaroo Barn Square Dance Club. And Rod Skinner in. Rod, thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you've got a class coming up, Learn to Dance Two-Step, right?
Yes, we do. Starting on February 1st, that's going to be Thursday nights, weekly, beginning at 6:30 and ending at 8:30. And that will run through May.
Now, this is round dancing, which is different than square dancing, right?
It is. There's a relationship, though, between the two, because when you go to a square dance, you're going to see round dancing. And it's been that way for many years. They'll do two square dances, and then they'll do two round dances throughout the night.
So what is different between square dancing and round dancing? I'm lucky to even do anything attempting dancing.
Good question. First of all, most people know what square dancing is, but they do not know what round dancing is. So round dancing is choreographed and cued ballroom dancing. We do a lot of the popular rhythms. It can be waltz, it can be foxtrot, two-step tango, cha-cha, rumba, jive, and so forth. There's almost 25 different rhythms. We do about half of those here in Roseburg.
Wow. Now, how long have you been involved with this?
31 years. My wife and I got involved with it when we first got married. We started out square dancing, and then we saw the round dancing and decided we liked that a little better. We do both, but we still do most of our time with round dancing.
Now, why do you like round dancing more?
Well, because it's partner dancing, and there's more rhythms, and we prefer to stay with our own partner, so that way with the ballroom we can do that.
Wow. A lot of interest in this around here, it seems like.
Well, there is. We've had our ups and downs. COVID hurt us when we were out there dancing with squares and rounds, but we're over that now, and it's picking up again, so we're glad to see that. It's a family event, and it's for all ages. What's interesting is just a few years ago, I had a 12-year-old in the class, and we had a 90-year-old in the class. So there's a broad range of people can participate in round dancing.
Now, you're not the instructor, though, right?
I am an instructor now, yeah. Neil Kuser's been our instructor for the last 35 years. In fact, 35 years ago is when our local club was formed in the late 80s. And 3 years ago, I got my license, so I now cue and teach round dancing.
So there's an actual license process for this?
There is, and it's done through an organization called Rounda Lab. And Rounda Lab was formed in 1976, and they have an agreement with companies so that we can play copyrighted music. Yeah.
That's interesting, though. I guess I would have thought that this is just something you're good at, and so you do it, but this is actually legit license and all of that.
Well, that's right. You know, an individual can go to YouTube and find music, and they can play it, and that's for individual use. But when you're presenting music at a dance and you're charging for it, then the copyright laws apply, so you need a license to do that.
So you've been doing it for a very long time, and now the classes start on the 1st, so next week. How long do they go?
Well, this is a two-step class. It's going to run longer than most. Run through May 23rd, I believe, is the plan. What's interesting about two-step, it's one of the first rhythms that people want to learn, especially if they're square dancing, because they see so much of it at square dances. But it's one of the harder ones to learn because there's so many figures involved. 60-some figures.
Wow.
And just two-step.
How do you keep track of all this?
A lot of time. A lot of time is spent on it. And it's taken years to learn all the rhythms and all the different levels. And there's also different levels. We're teaching beginning, but if you stay with it like we have, you progress up into higher levels and you learn the more complicated figures. There's actually six different levels. Six is the highest.
So while Dancing Friends is at the Buckaroo Square Dance Club, you're actually a separate group, right?
We are. The Buckaroo Square Dance Club owns the Buckaroo Barn out in Winchester, just a mile north of Costco. But we have two other active clubs that have been active there for years. ours is the Round Dance Club, and the other is the Timber Eights, which is the Advanced Square Dance Club. And we rent time and space from the Buckaroos to use the barn. And other clubs also rent there. The barn is a great place to rent some for all kinds of uses other than dancing, too.
So if somebody is interested in jumping into this and getting started, how do they get signed up?
Well, the first thing to do is come out to the first night. If you've seen the flyer or you've heard this announcement, at the Buckaroo Barn on the 1st, we're starting our first class, and be there at 6:30 or a little bit before 6:30. We'll get you signed up. And we have open enrollment for the first two lessons. After that, it's too late to join because you get behind. But we also have a website. It's dancingfriends.org, and we announce our classes there, and there's a lot of information about the different rhythms and about round dancing and so forth on that website.
All right, Rod Skinner from Dancing Friends of Roseburg. There's a lot to learn about this, but it sounds like you'd like to get more people involved.
Well, we do, because it's a lot of fun, and we have more space on the floor, so the more the people there, the better. It's a great activity. It's we have people that have different health issues, and every doctor we've ever talked to said, if you can dance, dance, because it's good for your cardio, it's good for your bones, it's good for rehabilitation, and even creative expression. And some people come out as a date night with their spouse or their partner.
All right, dancingfriends.org. Rod, thanks for coming in this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
8:38 at the Morning Report.